The scenario of the next day at school was different. Bhumi carried his bag on his shoulder, which weighed more than his weight. The cure to the deadly virus was still not found. The research on the antidote was still going on. Doctors and scientists have assured so many things, but no medicine would work against viruses, except a liquid called alcohol. It had the power to heal not the inside, but outside of our minds. The teacher wasn't up yet. Bhumi took a deep breath and looked around the classroom. It was his time to initiate the plan of selling sanitizers. He started approaching every one of them. Except for a few, most of his classmates have already received pocket monies. They bought the bottle of sanitizers willingly from Bhumi. Soon, after a while, his all sanitizer bottles sold out to each one of the batches. In minimum amounts, but making a double profit compared to what his mother earns through selling it in a day. His mission was going successful when the class teacher appeared in the class. And he was caught. But the fearless little Bhumi tried to sell the sanitizer bottle to her as well. His actions led him towards the principal's office. The principal looked shocked after knowing about Bhumi's actions and immediately called his mother. Bhumi knew if his mother gets to know about this, she will be very angry. Soon after a while, Bhumi saw his mother entering the principal's cabin while wiping her sweat. He heard the principal talking with his mother. "Mrs. Sharma, do you even know what your son has done?" He sneakily glanced up at his mother, who looked at him at the same time with a perplexion on her face. Suddenly, his class teacher came forward with an angry face. "Bhumi Tripathi has tried to sell sanitizers in the class, and we couldn't avoid any such actions." She poured his bag and bottles of sanitizers fell. Some of them were still left to sell. Bhumi again connected his eyes with his mother and looked down. "Is this your teachings, Mrs. Sharma?" He heard his class teacher asking his mother why he stood there silently. "If I knew my son could do such a thing, then I would have scolded him." Bhumi caught his mother glaring at him. "You should have an idea that this is against the rules of the school. And Bhumi Sharma, you have broken our rules." Bhumi hesitantly looked up at him and noticed his mask was slightly lowered down from his nose. "For that, you can get punished. This is an utterly objectionable thing to do behind the awareness of the school authority." While the principal kept pestering him a lot about his wrong actions, Bhumi couldn't move his focus from that slightly fallen mask over the principal's face. "Sir, you aren't wearing your mask properly," he talked in between. "As per the rules, you can get fined for it." His eyes shifted to his class teacher. "And ma'am, you should have sanitized your hands before touching my bag. Our hands consist of a majority of germs which can catch a variety of infections." Everyone gasped. The principal immediately adjusted his mask, but he couldn't take the feeling of getting corrected from the kid who was barely 8 or 9. This made him feel insulted. Bhumi felt a tug on his arm when he looked up and saw his mother stopping him to talk further. "How dare you talk like that to the principal?" he heard his class teacher yell. Bhumi stood there in silence. "Bhumi Tripathi, for behaving disrespectfully towards the teachers and for breaking the rules in today's class, you are temporarily suspended for a week," the principal sir announced. Bhumi couldn't understand the real meaning behind his suspension. He had sold sanitizers and not weed like other kids have done before. Sanitizers are the most important thing, as he could think. He saw shock appear on his mother's face. Temporarily suspended means he couldn't attend the remaining exams. After stepping out of the school, he heard his mother murmuring something in anger. I am here taking all the wrath of our fate to protect you, but you acted the way you want, without even telling me. He didn't say anything except walking with her. I am working so hard for you, selling sanitizers on the streets in the summer. It isn't easy, but only for you I do it. He heard her words. So you can go to the school, be someone big in the future. But now you have just poured water over my hard work. While he kept hearing her words, she paced up and he had to tug on her dupatta to match her pace. After reaching home, he faced an interrogation from his mother. The thing he didn't want, but happened. As she found 600 rupees from his uniform pockets. Bhumi was expecting her scolding or at least one slap from his mother for his behavior, but all his mother could give him was a silent treatment, which made him restless. What have I done wrong? Shouldn't everyone carry the sanitizer? He thought while standing at the door, looking at his mother washing utensils in the kitchen. As much as his mother yearned for answers, Bhumi also wanted to know where did he go wrong. Mama, he called, but she ignored. He tried again. Mama, are you upset with me? Yes. This time he received a response. Why? He asked. He saw his mother turning at him and he lowered his eyes immediately. You are asking me why? After what have you done at school? You are asking me why am I upset? He hesitantly looked up, hearing her words. He saw tears gathered in her eyes as she asked him, why did you do that? He couldn't look at her as he got the feeling of shame when all he thought was trying to do something good. What was the need to sell sanitizers in school? He heard her asking him impatiently. He couldn't dare to look at her angry face. Bhumi, look at me! He bowed his neck lower, hiding his face. He was too terrified to face his mother. The aftermath wasn't imagined while planning the act. Tell me, why did you do this? Who gave you this idea? Is there any friend behind this? Tell me. Her tone sounded aggressive to him. He didn't utter a word. Then he heard her sighing out. Bhumi, I will not punish you if you tell me the truth. Her tone sounded soft and assuring to him. Promise? He asked, still staring at the corner of the door, which wood has been worn out. He heard her humming at him calmly. Bhumi finally looked up at his mother. I watched on TV that sanitizers kills the germs and viruses. I have checked the entire bathroom in the school, Mama. Unlike the first day, now there is no sight of sanitizers in the school. Someone might have stolen it. That's why I thought of selling them in my class, so no one can miss their exams as Sahil did. He saw her eyes widened. He had only met Sahil once since the school reopened. Then he got admitted to the hospital. He has watched on the news that the virus has been spreading rapidly, faster than the blink of an eye. How can school not provide such important stuff? He saw her muttering. With a lot of difficulties, parents are sending their kids to school. And instead of taking precautions, the kids are living in more danger. I need to discuss this with someone more authoritative. He watched her talking to herself. Then her eyes shifted to him. Then you should have informed this to any teacher. But isn't the advertisement showing that it's our responsibility to do that? His reply was ready. He saw her walking at him, bending to his level and caressing on his head. Bhumi, you can't send anything in the school, beta. It's against their rules. He looked irritated. His little eyebrows furrowed. Then why can't they follow it first? He wasn't ready to back out from his point of view. He noticed her exhaling a long breath and then asked, "What do you want from this money, beta?" "I don't want anything from that money. I followed your way. Because I want this deadly virus to end as soon as possible so I can meet my friends. Raju, Pinky, Sony, Golu, Sahil, and I want to play with them like old times. I want to live without any fear, Mama. It suffocates me a lot. But I never complain. Sahil is alone in the hospital and he can't meet anyone. I saw pop-up